Well, one of the reasons why I love Tuesdays all the more is because I always look forward to our wellness feature, which we started a couple of weeks ago on the show. And today is no different. Laura Kirsten is with us for our wellness feature today. Laura, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Daytime Break.
Hello, Zinsley, and hello to your listeners. As Zinsley mentioned, my name is Laura Kirsten, and I'm a wellness consultant with a passion for helping people live in alignment with how God designed us, thriving in body, mind, and spirit. Essentially, today I'd love to talk about something so foundational to our health but often overlooked: sleep. We live in a fast-paced world where many of us sacrifice rest, trying to meet the demands of a daily life. But sleep is a gift from God that plays a crucial role in restoring our bodies and renewing our strength. I believe understanding the importance of good sleep can truly transform how we show up in every area of our lives. So I'm excited to share some insights on this with you and your listeners today.
Okay, that's a good one. Looking forward to this conversation. Sleep is what we're talking about today. Laura, let's start here. Why is sleep so important for overall wellness?
Sleep is a vital part of our overall wellness because it allows our bodies to rest, repair, and restore. It affects everything from our physical health to our mental clarity and even our spiritual well-being. Without adequate sleep, we face numerous health issues such as weakened immunity, poor mental clarity, and increased stress. Sleep is part of God's design for us, a time of restoration and renewal. Psalm 127 verse 2 tells us that He grants sleep to those He loves, reminding us that rest is a gift from God, meant to refresh us for the work He has called us to do.
Sure, I really love this, Laura. And, you know, ordinarily you think, I mean, all of us know that we should sleep for a certain period of time and that sleep is important and all of that. But we really are living in times, as you said earlier on, where people are so busy. And there's also like this thing of glorifying a life, you know, that lacks sleep, where people are just like, yeah, successful people sleep for a short period of time because if you're sleeping, you're not going to be making money and all of those kind of things. So I'm really glad we're having this conversation. But let's talk about, you know, what are some of the common causes of poor sleep? Because for some people, it happens that it's not intentional. It's not because they're hustling, you know, more than others that they lack sleep, but others actually struggle. So what are some of the common causes of poor sleep?
Poor sleep can often result from lifestyle habits we're not fully aware of. Stress, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, is one of the biggest culprits. Disruptive sleep environments, irregular sleep schedules, and screen time before bed can also interfere with our ability to get restful sleep. Additionally, consuming caffeine or heavy meals late in the day, or having underlying health issues like imbalanced hormones or high stress levels, can make it really hard to fall asleep or even stay asleep.
Sure, I've literally ticked a couple of these that I can associate to times where I really would struggle with sleep, right? So Laura, having said all of the above, what are some of the practical tips that you can give us for improving our sleep quality?
The first one is to get sunlight during the day. God designed our bodies to respond to natural light, which helps regulate our sleep-wake cycle. Exposing yourself to sunlight, especially in the morning, can boost your mood and help your pineal gland, which is located in the brain, to regulate your melatonin production. Melatonin is what helps us feel sleepy at night. During the day, exposure to natural sunlight suppresses melatonin production, keeping us alert. And as evening approaches and the light fades, the pineal gland increases melatonin production, signaling to our body that it's time to sleep. Secondly, you want to create a calming bedtime routine. Having a consistent routine helps your body know when it's time to wind down. So this could include dimming the lights, a nice calming bath, reading your Bible, praying, or journaling about your day. Thirdly, you want to limit screen time before bed. The blue light from our phones, tablets, or even TVs can interfere with that melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. So try to avoid screens at least 30 minutes before bedtime to give your body a chance to wind down naturally. The fourth one is to create an optimal sleep environment. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. You can even use soothing sounds or essential oils like lavender to help create a peaceful, restful space. Creating this sanctuary for sleep allows your body to rest deeply. And the last one is to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Regular physical activity, a balanced diet, and stress management are essential for quality sleep. Avoid caffeine, large meals, and sugary snacks late in the day. Instead, you can try sleep-supportive foods like almonds or a calming herbal tea such as chamomile.
So I'm still stuck on the last tip that you gave us, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Can lifestyle changes really make a long-term difference in sleep quality?
Yes, Cynthia, absolutely. Our bodies are wonderfully made, and the choices we make each day influence the quality of our sleep and our overall wellness. By incorporating healthy habits, like the regular sunlight exposure, a consistent bedtime routine, and managing stress, we can greatly improve our sleep quality. Long term, these changes not only help us sleep better, but also allow us to live more fully, serving God with greater energy and focus. Romans 12:11 encourages us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. So taking care of our sleep is one way we can honor this command, allowing us to be fully present in the work that God has called us to do.
You are definitely one of those people to stick on to if somebody wants to make life changes and actually be held accountable, more so to the standard of God's word, because you always include scripture into these teachings, and I absolutely love it. Laura, thank you so much for today's sessions. If listeners would like to follow you maybe for more health tips, where can they find you on the social media platforms?
You're welcome to connect with me on Instagram. My handle is Laura Kirsten, or on Facebook at Higher Living with Laura. That's Higher Living with Laura.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura, as always, for your time and your great input into our wellness feature. We'll catch up again with you next week, same time, same place. Well, I love what somebody once said, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book.